Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. Thursday nights at 7 Central, 6 Mountain, On Call with the Prairie Doc airs on SDPB TV. You can also follow them online on their Facebook page. Dr. Rick Holm is the Prairie Doc, and he's joining us today from the Janine Basinger Studio on the campus of South Dakota State University for a conversation about chronic pain and arthritis. Dr. Holm, welcome back. Thanks for being here.
Hi, Lori. Thank you.
Lots of stuff tonight, happening in Brookings today.
Kind of cold up here. You know, the fact that it's so cold, though, we haven't had that cold to warm transition that brings rain and snow and ice. And I've not missed it. I'm happy about it. Just bring on the cold, leave the rest away.
I think everybody would sort of be in on that on the east side of the state for sure. Just for a little while, we don't need any more precipitation in any form.
Don't.
Yeah.
That's right.
All right.
Tonight is football.
Right.
So you can't watch our show tonight, but we're going to record a show tonight that will be played in May.
Perfect.
And that's on nursing homes and rural, chronic care, assisted living and everything like that. And it should be really interesting. But you can watch on Facebook our rerun of our show on arthritis and chronic pain, which ought to be of value if you're not watching South Dakota football.
Right. All right.
Go D-Smet Bulldogs. Sorry, I didn't.
Just a few minutes ago, I gave a plug in for the Washington Warriors, who are not in the state championship. So we all bring our own bias into this.
Yes, and the Brookings Bobcats, of course. I'm a Brookings person.
They're all pretty neat, aren't they? Yeah.
Yes, it is. I'll tell you what. I was on a football team, and the lesson for a kid, the reason that part of it continues isn't just the audience loving it, but it's the players, because there's something about having a team fighting for the same cause and doing all that you can, and it's mentally healthy. It does something wonderful to be able to work as a team. That's something I can't describe, but it's a spiritual thing. It really is.
I played a little flag football for a Marine Corps team, and our common goal was to beat the Army.
That's neat.
I was very bad. I was very bad. It's a very bad football player. Yes, let's just say that. Let's just get that out there right now. It was flag football, and I was terrible, and it's over now. So let's talk about pain and arthritis.
Well, speaking of football and pain that follows and arthritis, there is several different kinds of arthritis. The first one we can talk about is traumatic-induced chronic osteoarthritis, people who've destroyed their knees playing football or basketball, or just with the wear and tear of living, or falls, or whatever it might have been, motor vehicle accident. That's one kind of arthritis.
What did you call it? Chronic?
Osteoarthritis.
Chronic.
Post-traumatic.
Okay.
After the trauma comes the degenerative process. The second thing is, let's say that you've destroyed one of the major ligaments of your knee. And so what happens is that it gets too much play. So every time you walk, it goes somewhere where it shouldn't go. It's not running smoothly like it should. It's going warple, warple, warple. And you end up destroying the cartilage there. So that's one of the things to consider. The second kind of arthritis that people think about are the inflammatory arthritises that you see from rheumatoid arthritis or from viral arthritis that's usually temporary, or lupus or one of those chronic immunologically driven diseases. A third kind is an infection. A classic infection is gonorrhea, can affect a joint. Wrist commonly, and hand, but any joint. And people who have injections, sometimes the infection will go in with the needle, and an infection can occur there, or after a total knee or a total hip, sometimes infections follow that. And finally, there's inflammatory crystal arthritis from gout or pseudo gout. And I've often wondered, and so have others, that crystal gout kind of comes and goes by its way and causes the chronic osteoarthritis that some people have. I've got a dear friend who has, you know, you can just see her joints being destroyed in that osteoarthritic way, and she's in her 70s, and it's, we don't understand why that she has that and others don't, and there's a lot said about that kind of arthritis. But we're talking also about pain of any kind here, right, aren't we?
So one of my questions is, you know, when you have pain, say now you have hip pain or you have wrist pain, you're having a hard time typing, or, you know, my ankles hurt after I go for a walk or I go for a run. Mm-hmm. When do you know it's pain that needs that might be arthritis and you need to have checked out? And when is it just like, yeah, it hurts, I'm getting older or I'm a little out of shape? Or how do you distinguish between pain that's just part of moving the body around and pain that you need to talk to your doctor about?
Right. And I think when it's causing you not to exercise,
sure.
and there yeah. it is. If you've got something that takes you out of function, you know, what is better for you in the whole world? There's hardly one thing that is overall the most important wellness thing you can possibly do, and that is a regular exercise program. And that might... And you get the bang from your buck from a 1 mile walk a day.
Right.
So I'm thinking to myself, if I can't do that 1 mile walk because my knees just kill me from doing it, then maybe it's time that you would go in and be seen by the orthopedist who would replace the knee. I mean, that when it keeps you from exercising and doing the things that you want to do, then maybe it's time to ask for some help.
Yeah.
Now, what can you do without, you know, going to the doctor? If it's a hot, inflammatory thing, go to be seen. You need to get that worked up. There could be something underlying bad going on.
Sure.
If it's just that darn osteoarthritis that you've been to the doctor, you've been to the nurse practitioner, PA, and they all said, well, it's just, you know. We know that people who exercise regularly, even if it's bone on bone, do better than the people who sit on that couch. Mm-hmm. And the studies are clear on that. You know, even if it's bone on bone, if you can keep moving and keep going. I have a friend who says it just hurts so bad, and then once I get going, it
right.
loosens up, and I'm feeling better, and I'm moving along, and I'm doing okay. And I think that you have to realize that is one of the things that helps osteoarthritis is to keep going.
Keep moving.
That's also one of the things that helps people who have non-arthritic pain, you know, like fibromyalgia, for example. There's probably no better treatment that we have, than regular exercise program for somebody who has fibromyalgia.
All right. Other kinds of chronic pain treatments. What are some of the things that you can just do for any kind of pain that just won't go away? Just the pain of having a body.
If you take the pain, let's say pain of pancreatic cancer. I mean, I've been dealing with this of late, you know. And what do I do to get by? I had a bad experience with opioids after the Whipple procedure. I'm never going back to that until it comes time where it's I need relief. Hospice people turn up the pain relief, you know, drip, you know, go for that. And until then, what I find myself doing is getting my mind off of me. The more I sit there and go, oh, I hurt, it just triples, quadruples, it makes it all worse. If you get yourself your mind on somebody else, on some other reason, some other purpose, some other thing going on, that's probably really important. I get by staying busy, working on my book, trying to get the TV and the radio and the newspaper stuff done,
yeah.
and taking Tylenol and maybe a little Advil here and there, although I'm very conservative with the Advil because it burns holes in stomachs and I've got a funky stomach. And I keep moving. I do my mile a day if I can, unless it's the worst darn miserable cold out there, and then maybe you do it inside. So try to be active. Tylenol, Advil. A lot of people talk about trigger point therapy. Find the pressure, the spot that hurts, and put pressure on it for 7 seconds. Relief, pressure 7 seconds. You know, you can talk about antidepressants that are very helpful. Neuroleptics are helpful. Massage is helpful. The smellier the massage agent, you know, Creamer Jizik used to be what we used in the locker room. I don't know in your Marine Corps if you ever used the Creamer Jizik. But now Asper Cream is really has a powerful odor that makes you think you're putting something on there. And it does. It drives some stuff in there. There's some things to do there. Writing. And it is one of the things that's been helpful for chronic back pain. So there's a lot of tools besides opioids.
Right.
Opioids
right.
are not that good for pain.
You can tune in to the Facebook page tonight and watch the program on chronic pain and arthritis. That is at 7 Central, 6 Mountain. Dr. Rickholm, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
You bet, Laurie. Thank you.